I'm joined by Martin Chuloff, who's on the Syrian-Turkish border. Where exactly are you, Martin?
We've been about 15 kilometres north of the Turkish-Syrian border, trying to get access to refugees. The border snakes around to the north and to the east. We've been on all sides of it as far as we can be, and we've been looking for refugees as they cross over and trying to get their stories.
Is there evidence that lots of people are fleeing the northern town of Jisr al-Shaghur?
It seems that overnight around 1,000 people did leave. This morning the figures are around 200 to 400. People are still continuing to cross. There's a lot of activity on the border road that separates Turkey and Syria. A lot of buses coming and going, and a lot of Turkish police on the main highway to Antakya. As they get ready to receive these fleeing Syrians and take them to refugee camps in the south and also in the main cities here.
And you've been frantically tweeting this morning, suggesting that the Turkish authorities are preventing journalists getting access to refugees. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's been very difficult this morning. We haven't been able to get any FaceTime with people who have crossed in recent days. They're being put inside Red Cross camps or inside school camps or inside military bases as soon as they do cross here, and they're being told not to speak to media. We aren't given any access to them either, so it makes it very difficult to actually get their stories, to hear what they've been through, to hear their tales of life on the ground in Jisr al-Shaghur in the last few days.
So presumably the Turkish authorities are worried about offending Damascus?
That seems to be the case. They've struck a balance with Damascus that they'll take people who are fleeing, and that seems to be something they feel duty-bound to do. It's something that the international community seems to be happy with as well. But by the same token, they have been a very close ally of Syria for some time now. They haven't jumped on board the strident condemnation of Damascus from Europe and the US in recent days. They've preferred to maintain a neutral line. So it seems to be that they are not looking to offend their allies by allowing Syrian citizens to talk about what has been happening in that border town.
Do you think that a refugee crisis could change Turkey's stance?
Look, it possibly could. At the moment, it does appear to being managed well. We can see where the refugees are being housed. They are being put up in Turkish Red Cross tents. There are mattresses being brought in. They seem to be coping very well for now. Should the numbers increase from their current levels, and over 1,000, maybe 1,400 at the moment, to 3,000 or 4,000 or perhaps more, that may change the equation for the Turks. I think there probably is a lot of backroom diplomacy going on at the moment between Ankara and Damascus. That may be a factor in why, despite having encircling Jisr al-Shaghur for the last 3 or 4 days, that the Syrian army has not yet moved in. I mean, it's been threatening to, its ministries in Damascus have been saying that an operation is imminent, and indeed the people who are fleeing believe that to be the case. But for now, it's a waiting game on all sides, and we're all trying to establish whether this is going to escalate.
You also tweeted this morning about refugees from Syria returning back. What was that about?
In the village of Gvecci, where we spent a couple of hours this morning, there were 200 refugees, according to local people there, who had returned, who had crossed the border back into Syria. These were people from Jisr al-Shaghur, the locals told us, and they did say that there had been at least a perception of a threat from the Syrian intelligence services. We weren't able to establish whether that was an actual threat, whether it had been phoned through or a message had been passed on, but 200 people did cross back fearing for those that they had left behind and fearing for themselves if they did stay in Turkey.
Is there any sort of sign that the Syrian authorities are preventing people going over the border?
Doesn't appear to be, although the locals at this village of Gvecci did say that they had heard intense gunfire yesterday and a little bit of shelling over the hills. It's a very mountainous region, so you can't see too far beyond the road separating both states. So it's very hard to verify. There did seem to be some clashes taking place. It wasn't clear whether that was the Syrian army trying to prevent people fleeing or whether it was people taking up arms against the army. At this point, there does still seem to be a steady flow of people. So I guess the anecdotal evidence is that that there are still ways and there are still routes for people who want to leave Syria to do so.
Are you getting any clearer sense about how these 120 or so security personnel were killed earlier this week?
It does appear that there was some kind of a mutiny. That is coming at us from a number of people consistently. And we do think that that did indeed take place. I'm not sure how significant that mutiny was, but it does seem to be at least several dozen intelligence officers or security officers from that town did indeed defect, and they were taken on by those who stayed behind in that base. That did account for some of the casualties. We're not exactly sure how many it did cause, though.
Okay, Martin, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.